Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we are diving into something really interesting and kind of close to my heart, actually, you know? We're going to be talking about how supporting Muslim-owned businesses, and this is more than just buying a product, but how it can actually empower communities globally.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was looking through the stuff you sent, it really struck me just how much of a ripple effect this can have.
Right.
Like even small changes in our spending habits,
Yeah.
that can have a huge impact on Muslim economies all over the world.
I'm totally with you on that. And it reminds me of what the Islamic Development Bank is doing, their whole focus on economic self-reliance, right?
Exactly.
Like, how do we empower Muslim communities to kind of build that wealth from within? And supporting our businesses, it seems like that's going to be a huge part of that.
It is. It really is. And, it's not just about keeping things in the family, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's about investing in something much, much bigger. Because think about it. When these businesses do well, what happens? They're creating jobs. They're supporting their local industries. You suddenly have this whole ecosystem of growth, and that can uplift entire communities.
Absolutely. And what's so fascinating to me is how much this also ties into keeping those cultural identities alive, you know?
Yeah.
Because we see these amazing artisans, the leather workers in Morocco, the batik makers in Malaysia, they're keeping those traditions alive.
Absolutely. And it makes you realize the value that's packed into those traditions, Because when you're buying something like a handcrafted leather bag from like a Moroccan artisan, you're not just buying a bag, you're buying a piece of their heritage, their skill, their story, and
Sure.
you're helping make sure those stories continue.
Yeah. And for us as Muslims, it's also about making sure that our spending aligns with our values, right?
Oh, for sure.
And the source mentions how so many Muslim-owned businesses really care about things like ethical sourcing and halal products, you know, things that might not be the top priority for some big Western brands.
It's so true. And, it's about having that option to make choices that really align with, your beliefs and your priorities.
Yeah, it's about aligning your spending with what you actually care about,
Yeah.
right?
It is. But speaking of things we should maybe think about more, the source brought up some challenges these businesses face, and one that really hit me was visibility.
Right.
Like, it's tough for these awesome brands to compete with these huge companies, right? Like, they have way bigger budgets.
It's a really good point. And, you know, it's something that honestly, we as consumers, we have a lot of power to change. Imagine if every time we found a Muslim-owned business and they had like a great product, great service, we're like, hey, everybody's got to know about this.
Exactly. And the source had some really interesting ideas for how we could actually do that. Like they mentioned education campaigns. I
Yeah.
thought that was really interesting. Like, what if you're scrolling through Instagram and your favorite Muslim influencer is talking about like this incredible rug?
They found from a women's co-op in Morocco. Suddenly you want that rug, right?
Absolutely. I love that they talked about the power of collaborations too. They gave
Right.
that example of like a Turkish shoe brand, right?
Yeah.
Teaming up with an Indonesian fashion designer.
How cool would that be?
It'd be this amazing fusion of style, cultures. Like, it would introduce both brands to this whole new audience.
Total win-win.
Totally.
And we can't talk about growth without talking about investment. And the source mentioned how Muslim venture capitalists are stepping in to help some of these really promising startups, you know, really take off, which is amazing.
It really is.
It really shows that we're building that ecosystem of support we've been talking about.
For sure. And the cool thing is, we're already seeing it happen. There are all these initiatives popping up specifically to support Muslim entrepreneurs,
That's awesome.
and it's giving them the resources, the mentorship they need to thrive.
I love that. That's so cool. And it's really starting to feel like things are happening. And you know what I really appreciate about all of this? The source really makes a point of saying even small actions can make a big difference here. You
Absolutely.
know, you don't have to go out and start a venture capital fund to make an impact.
Totally, yeah. Every little bit counts, right?
Every little bit counts. Think about it. Every time you like, share, comment on a post by a Muslim-owned business, you're boosting their visibility.
It's true.
You're contributing to their online presence. And, you know, all of those little actions, they add up.
Yeah, they do. They really do. And of course, actually buying from these businesses. I mean, there's no better way to show your support, right?
For sure.
It's almost like casting a vote with your wallet. You know what I mean?
It is. You're putting your money where your values are.
Exactly.
And you're sending a message to the market that, hey, there's a demand for this.
Totally.
For these products, these values, this representation, you know. So it becomes way more than a purchase.
It really does. It's like you become part of something bigger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And on that note, making those conscious choices, the Force also mentions how important it is to really try to support those brands that prioritize local artisans.
Oh, yeah.
You get this amazing, unique product, and you're helping keep those cultural traditions going. It's amazing.
It really highlights how interconnected everything is. Our choices have this ripple effect. When we support businesses that are trying to do good, it's not just a transaction, right? We're contributing to a world that reflects our values.
This has been such a great conversation.
It has.
Makes me just want to go out there and support these businesses even more.
Right, me too. And the more we know, the easier it is.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. So before we wrap up, this is something I'm curious about. If you could invest in one Muslim-owned business right now, what would it be and why? Just a fun little thought experiment there. Let us know your picks over on social media. We want to keep this going with all of you.
Yeah.
It's so much bigger than just this deep dive, It's about building a future that we can all feel good about. So until next time, thanks for listening, everybody.